Have you noticed that no one says, "You're welcome," anymore? Whether it be thanking the barista for a particularly foamy latte, or thanking the mechanic for an efficient lube job, I've noticed that whenever I say, "Thank you," I hear, "No problem." The problem with "no problem" is that it's dismissive. When I've just spent $50 on movie tickets and I thank the usher for tearing those tickets in half, I don't want to know that it's no problem. I want a little formulaic courtesy. Call me a curmudgeon. That's what I get for being in my 50s, but I miss the little courtesies. Welcome is a term dating back 500 years, and it comes from the word wilkuma, or to take pleasure in hosting a guest. That's what social niceties are about. We don't throw out a no problem mat. When someone moves into the neighborhood, we don't send the no problem wagon. Your welcome went out the door with the information age. No one thought to make up an emoticon for it. It took too long to say, and we discarded it. Right alongside handwritten thank you notes, sitting down to dinner, and tying actual bow ties. Among the Twitterati, we barely take time to write THX. It's like the phrase, my bad. We used to say, I'm sorry, which actually implied that we had sorrow for the action we had taken. And now we throw out, my bad, with the implicit understanding of, it's cool, get over it. Worse than no problem is no sweat. I don't want to think that serving me a cheeseburger caused that waiter to perspire. We're learning to speak in shorthand, to tweet our thoughts in 140 characters or less. But as Mahatma Gandhi once said, there is more to life than increasing its speed. The social niceties separate us not only from the animals, but make us more than an extension of our smartphones. Thank you for listening. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.